Choroba claims radicals can be identified by 10 to 12 physical markers, such as headbands, types of facial hair, or a prayer bump on the forehead from frequent contact with the prayer mat. You know, one of our clients, they said the officer was investigating which hand, right, which hand he wears his watch on. Because according to Choroba, this officer in Hillsborough County was trained that if a Muslim wears his watch on the right hand, he must be an extremist. It's completely nonsensical.
According to CARE, Choroba is an independent contractor who has been hired by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement at least 21 times since 2005. He wrote a book called A Law Enforcement Guide to Understanding Islamist Terrorism and uses it in his teachings. In the book, Shibley and other Muslim rights advocates noted that Choroba consistently described Islam as a faith based on violence and lies. After receiving hundreds of complaints from the Muslim community about police harassment from Hillsborough County deputies, Shibley and others stepped in. Many of those complaints involved officers who were trained by Choroba.
Why are our tax dollars being used to pay an individual with no credentials or qualifications to train our law enforcement to fear and hate Islam and Muslims?
Antonia Diaz-Clevenger, civil rights director of the Tampa chapter of CARE, said he's not even qualified to train officers on Islamist counterterrorism.
Choroba has no actual experience in counterterrorism operations, nor does he have a degree even related to the subject or Islam.
Shibley claims the CARE investigation found that FDLE has no formal requirements for hiring police trainers. That's why someone like Choroba, who has a degree in computer science, can get involved. Choroba claims he has an advanced degree in Arab culture, but Shibley said, as impressive as that sounds, it's not really relevant.
Even if you have the best degree in Arab culture, that doesn't relate to Islam or Muslims or counterterrorism. Secondly, that kind of degree basically is like an AP course. It's not the equivalent of a bachelor's degree or even an associate's degree. It's high school level work that people do in preparation for college in the UK. You know, so saying somebody like Sam Choroba, and he also claims he spent 10, 15 years in the Middle East. Well, saying somebody like Choroba is qualified as an expert to teach about Islam and Muslims and the Middle East is like saying, you know, any American that lives in America automatically is qualified to go abroad and teach other people as an expert on American history.
And the outrage is spreading to people of other faiths, too. Bishop Chuck Lee, president of the Florida Council of Churches, compared what some law enforcement officers are doing to the actions of Nazi police forces. He said during that time, officers were first trained to identify Jews. He added that he doesn't mind officers getting training that sometimes seems silly, but this goes too far.
But when we're spending our money for bigotry in these very difficult economic times, it just is wrongheaded, isn't it?
CARE's Shibley has been leading an effort to collect 87 public record documents from FDLE since November of last year. Now that the group has studied the information, Shibley said the findings upset him first as a human being and an attorney, but last as a Muslim. And he's not alone. Republican U.S. Senators Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins wrote letters of concern regarding Choroba's teachings.
The letter quotes Choroba and then says, "The comments of his, of course, are neither factually accurate nor consistent with our nation's fundamental values." Amazing. Why is the FDLE facilitating training for an individual who members of the Senate and Congress have already said his training are factually inaccurate and fundamentally contradictory to our values?